April 11, 2014, and we're coming to you live from the Apple Store, where dangerous things can potentially happen, or not. I'm holding in my hand an iPhone 5S, and in my other hand I have my iPhone 5, my existing iPhone 5. This particular iPhone 5S is, I'm going to tell you right now which provider it is.
6:10 p.m., 303, no SIM.
It is a, well, there is no SIM in it, but it is a, I'm going to tell you,
accessibility.
Let's go back.
Accessibility. Back button. Zoom, voiceover, vision, accessibility.
It seems pretty responsive.
General.
Let's go general. I want
accessible vision. Voiceover. Zoom.
I see.
Wait.
If I go there or if I go
general. About.
I want to go to about. That's what I want.
About. Hey.
Let's
English
see.
Is iPhone 5S network. Not available. Songs. 150 videos.
There are
photos. Applications. Capacity. Available. Capacity.
This is 16 gig iPhone 5S. This is like the basic model that most people would get.
Yeah.
And there's 830 megabytes free on it. They load it up with goodies to play with.
7.1,
ooh, it actually has 7.1 on it. That's cool. So when you get this, it would come with 7.1. And this happens to be AT&T iPhone 5S, this one here, in case you were curious.
Uh-huh.
It is an AT&T iPhone 5S.
Right now we can leave mom.
No, that's good.
What did Eugene say? I think
I. No, because if you replace my phone on the iPhone charger and say it would take the other one, we can leave now.
Oh, ow.
This is cool though, because this one has the fingerprint ID. Just
yeah, it does. I'm not sure how that works, but.
Well, I was playing with it over here, and what you do is you just. I mean, it'll tell you several times to lift your finger and put it in.
Where do you do that though? Like right here? Is
in the front screen, you have to go home.
Oh, you have to go back home? Okay, I can do that.
Okay, and then you press.
Double tap to open.
Like the home?
There.
There's messages.
Once you're done, hit done.
Okay. Yep. And then if I tap the home button, do I just hold it down or?
Go back?
Go back to the other. Okay, let's see. There's the home screen.
Touch ID.
Oh, touch ID. It's. Oh, I see. It's. Where was it?
It's up higher. Okay, down. Over a little bit.
Mail. 63
unread
settings.
And
settings.
This
way,
double tap to
open. Touch ID. Oh, right. Oh, wow. Okay, so if I go there. That's cute.
Touch ID. Touch ID demo. Heading.
Wow.
Exit button. Place your finger.
Place your finger on the home button.
Okay. Whoa, it vibrates. That's cute. So it recognizes it.
Place your finger again.
Okay.
It's continually scanning your finger.
Oh, wow. Oh, I see. And it vibrates each time it does
it. Now lift it up. There you go.
Oh, so you lift it up when it vibrates
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, now put it back down.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah,
so
it is takes creating an image on the screen of your finger.
Oh, wow.
Now place your finger back down.
Nifty.
Whatever finger you're going to use the most to.
That's the one you want to put down. Yeah, I was just going to say, if you put another finger down, I wonder what it would do. Like, if I put another finger down, what would it do? Nothing. Wow.
Nothing.
Yeah. So it just, it recognizes, I see what it's
that
doing.
One finger, yeah.
Yeah. If
so
I try,
put it back down?
If I try the main finger I used. Yeah, it see, oh, wow. Now, what does it look like on the screen when you do that? When I
it shows all the swirls in your finger.
Oh, wow. That's cute. If I try another finger, it doesn't do it. See it?
No, it doesn't do it.
Well, actually, it did that time.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. If I put that one, or like if you try it,
with
the same thing, what does it do? Like, does it look any different? Or does it, like, if you do it?
Reset your finger on the home button, see?
Oh, wow.
It recognized that it wasn't my finger.
Oh, that's cool that it wasn't my finger in this case. Oh, wow, that's cool. Nifty. So I'll go out of here, and then it recognizes that. And
powering
then...
off, my phone just died.
Okay. Oh, wow, this is cool. And I wonder if these demo models have the prices on them.
No, well, actually it says iPhone 5, 16 gigabyte is $199. 32 gigabyte is $299 and 64 gigabyte is $399.
But that's on contract. That is not the retail price.
Yeah.
That is if you were to get a phone on contract.
Yeah.
Say with Sprint or one of those.
Right.
But yeah, it shows everything that you would want, and then when you want to, let me do something else with this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back to settings and find it.
Sorry, the operation was not successful.
Yep,
operation.
And I'll go.
Touch ID. Settings.
There's my settings.
Settings.
Then I go. Great time. This does kind of feel like my phone, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't look very different.
If I had both of them, I wouldn't know which one's which. Now the 5C does look a little different. I've seen them. I had one briefly. So we're gonna.
Try it again. Place your finger on it again.
your finger on it. No, down there.
We're gonna
on the home button.
We're gonna go back.
Now lift it up. Now put your finger there again. It's recording your fingerprint.
I need. Where is it? Accessibility. That's what I want.
Now lift it up.
Now play it back. And if I go down here, that's just a really shortcut. If I turn that on, and that is how we make it so I can do the home button like this. Go back to the home screen, and I can turn on and off VoiceOver just by doing 3 clicks of the home button like this.
Really?
See? It turns it off. I do it again.
Wow.
See, remember before I had to have you do all that, you know, go to
right.
Settings. This is the little shortcut you have to turn on to make it where it does it automatically. That's how I do it on my phone so quickly.
Uh-huh.
It just, 1, 2, 3. See, it turns it off. Do it again. And it turns it on.
Cool.
Really, really slick. Very, very simple.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
Yeah, no, this is how you're supposed to hold it.
Pretty,
no, gotta go.
Pretty darn cool. Now, my phone is...
Uh-huh. Your phone is right here. I got it.
Okay. You were hanging on to it. That's cool.
No, I was on the table, but
yeah.
I'm on this edge here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is... If I put these two phones together...
I'm telling you, they're almost the same size.
Yeah, they are. They're
probably... Maybe they
stack on top of each other very nicely.
Yeah.
See, wow. The only reason I can tell them apart is the other one, of course, is attached to its secure cord there.
Yeah.
But other than that, you can't really tell. Wow. Now, you know, it's funny. There's never an Apple employee around when I want to ask questions.
Well, there's one right there. Can I get him?
Yeah, I want to ask a couple questions. Why not? Since I'm doing all this cool recording and stuff, might as well. Good stuff. I'm going to ask a couple of questions.
Okay, let me get you a specialist.
Okay.
Specialist.
Ooh.
Okay, he's going to come up right behind you over here.
Okay. Specialists are scary things. Wow, that was quick. That's some quick work right there.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Just a couple of questions. I'm a nerdy geek, like I'm sure most of you guys are.
Yeah.
The iPhone 5S... If you were to get one, full retail price, fully unlocked, how much is it?
For 16 gig?
Yeah.
$707.41.
$707, wow. And that must be with tax and everything.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's, and then if you were to go all the way to the 64 gig model, how much would that be?
$918.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Going from 16 to 64.
Yeah.
And then the other question I have is, let's say I were to get an iPhone 5S unlocked.
Yeah.
Do you sell SIM cards here? We'd have to go to a carrier store for that.
We don't sell them. You have to go to a carrier, and those give you a SIM card for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They give them free for free?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you had to like pay a little like 10, 12 bucks for one.
No.
Wow.
They still have their service, that's all.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's tempting. And then, so that would be regardless. If I wanted, let's say I already had service with a carrier.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add an additional phone to said carrier.
Yeah.
Let's take Sprint for an example.
Yeah.
What would the price be
for the phone
in that case?
$257.41 for the 16.
Mm-hmm. And then up
and
on
then
the 64.
Like
for the 64.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then obviously you get the add-on. So
yeah.
You have new contracts. You have to pay monthly.
Right. That'd be the month. Yeah. And I know on some carriers they because I have Verizon here.
Yeah.
But I actually also do have a Sprint account that I let a friend use.
Yeah.
So I have both. They pay for theirs though, and I just kind of maintain it.
Uh-huh.
But I was debating getting a Sprint iPhone 5S to you know, to kind of have the ability to testing two phone providers.
Gotcha.
Coverages and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Something I was thinking about.
Gotcha.
And the crazy thing is, this is always the tempting thing. I'm in an Apple store and I could technically do it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to
wait.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I come down here fairly often, so.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much what I had for this time. But, and out of curiosity, do you know anything about Apple TVs?
Yeah.
I've never seen one.